Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Maybe give them a call before it's like 96 degrees on Friday and Saturday. It's just, you know, friendly advice from the Junks. All right, we're going to hit the Skins now because the Skins are in training camp. Training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
All right, I don't know where to begin. You know what? Let's do the stadium bit. That's been something that a lot of people have been freaking out about. And yesterday afternoon, in the early evening, the D.C. Council Chair announced, that's Phil Mendelson, that they've reached an agreement with the Commanders on stadium plans.
Yeah, it's an amended deal.
Yep.
Yeah, so there you go. So all that
stuff. It's all coming together.
That we worried about. Is it going to go back to Maryland? Is Virginia going to have an opportunity again? They came to an agreement with the Commanders. They changed the financial terms. They didn't actually give out those details yet, but it opens the door for D.C. To vote after it holds public hearings.
Yeah, the public hearings, I believe, scheduled for July 29th, and there could be a vote just a few days after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's good momentum for the RFK Stadium deal this point.
And so that's great. I still have a ton of questions about that site, to be honest with you, about the, you know, how does that fit a modern stadium today as far as parking and the businesses surrounding it? But I'm sure they'll make it work somehow.
I'll let the architects and the site, the urban engineers deal with all that.
Just get
the approval.
Obviously, but you know.
They'll figure all that out.
There's going to be traffic issues.
Well, there's already traffic issues.
Understood. Did you see
D.C., according to Consumer Affairs Magazine, is the number one traffic city in
We're
America.
We bypassed L.A.
Yes. I mean, L.A. is a nightmare.
In terms of average time of distance between home and work.
It's not surprising at all.
Surpassed LA.
I will say this. Since people have really gone back to work again, thank God. And I know some people are very upset about that. Sorry.
Well.
It's good for us, for our business. Mm-hmm. Meet people in their cars. I think traffic's at an all-time high.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Well, it is, according to the stats.
It's for some reason, even though I know some people still do work from home on a certain percentage of days, maybe 2 days instead of, you know, whatever, the traffic that I encounter, like, going to Virginia these days in the afternoons, it's just greater. It's just greater than it's been before.
Well, also the construction.
The construction.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
Right near the Legion Bridge is just never ending.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, Cakes, it backs up on parts of Old Georgetown Road, around the Old Georgetown Road exit.
I'm not pushing back against your point.
I'm just saying it's way
there's
before.
There's more and more people here in the city, and there's more people on the roads.
But when I'm doing it, Cakes, it's not when they're actually doing construction.
Yeah.
That's all done.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
Too many people live here.
There's too many cars.
There's too many people in this area.
Or there's just not enough road. I don't know what it is, but you just got to account for more time.
I couldn't believe I was playing golf yesterday out in, you know, it's kind of near Leesburg. And I was playing at Beacon Hill. Mm-hmm. Valdez has played there before. Mm-hmm. Great course. And I'm leaving, and you have to cross over Route 7 to go east on 7 back towards Ashburn.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what? That's the only way out. Now, there's another way out where you can go west and do a roundabout on Route 9 and come back the other way. That's actually quicker.
Yeah, like you got to cross this lane of traffic to get onto the ramp to get on a ramp to go 7 east.
Correct. And I sat there. I couldn't believe it. I sat there for 25 minutes.
There's no light.
There's no light. You just have to wait till there's a break in the action. And I couldn't believe how many cars were going west, going towards like Percival. You wouldn't believe how many people live out there.
And like when you go across this traffic, are they going like 60 miles an hour? Like,
You're
just risking your life.
You've got to have a break where you get lucky. Where
you got to thread the needle.
There's a 100-yard break and you can get through. Either that or you join them and go up to Route 9 and do a roundabout.
I had the same thing. I was sitting there for 10 minutes and I go, there's no way I'm going to have a gap. Because I left there at 5:30.
Yeah. That's the worst time, I left there at 3, and I couldn't believe how many people were on the road. And we say everyone's working now. Where are they working?
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you. Where the hell are these people working when they're on the road at 3 o'clock?
I don't know.
You wouldn't believe how many cars
sales,
are going to.
Sales I don't get jobs.
It. And I know it's cheaper. There's a lot more people moving out there, like Western Loudoun County. It's cheaper to live out there. I couldn't believe how many effing people were on the road at 3 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. They're out there.
It's crazy.
Clogging up
but
all
anyway,
the roads.
DC number one in the country now in traffic.
Well, it's only going to get worse when they put that new stadium.
I'm sorry
in
to bust your move on the skins.
I know that that's where everybody wants it, but it's going to be tight. I don't know how they're going to make it work. But
it's not like there's great traffic.
You're going
to
be living in North Carolina by the time that, the stadium's erected in DC.
No, but you're not
going to sweat it.
People have always bitched about the egress in and out of FedEx. They've always.
Yeah,
it's only going to be worse.
By the way, if you think
you got more metro options.
If you think there's not traffic in North Carolina, you're wrong. Because my son lives in Durham, and he says traffic there is an abomination. Now, it's not DC level traffic, but
so many people are moving.
You think like Durham, Raleigh, Chapel Hill, there wouldn't be a lot of traffic? You would be mistaken. You'd be wrong.
No, well, I know. Believe me.
I know.
I've done the research.
Because I've been down there several times. There's not a lot of cell towers. I don't know what's going on.
The coverage isn't good.
Spotty down
there. They're
like
2G down there.
I don't know what's going on down there. All right, so obviously the other big story is the Terry McLaurin holdout, absent from training camp as he seeks a new contract. I thought this was kind of interesting. A lot of people obviously chiming in. I saw yesterday Lewis Riddick said on a scale of 0 to 10, how big a crisis this is or whatever. He's put it at a 10.
Ooh, he
this
said
is what
10?
Riddick said.
He put it at a 10.
This is what Riddick said. All right. And he's on McLaurin's side, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm a 10 out of 10 as far as my level of concern. If you want to make sure Jaden Daniels' trajectory stays on track, that means every day he can be around Terry in a football capacity. You make sure that they're in the building, on the practice field together. He said, now you've nickel and dimed McLaurin until he's not even in camp. So he basically is calling out the Manders on nickel and diming him on
I actually agree with him.
Meanwhile, they have a beautiful new locker room. I'm sure you guys have seen the videos and the pictures. So they're willing to spend money on the facilities and upgrading all those spots.
They bought a stupid football card for $500,000 nobody cares about.
You're obsessed with that.
Well, that was just a fluky PR stunt. Like, it just doesn't even make sense to me.
AB, it's Josh Harris. Maybe I'm just an avid card collector.
I don't believe that for a second.
Back in the day.
I don't believe that for a second. But anyway, so McLaurin, he's entering the third year, we know, $68 million extension, but he actually, I didn't even quite realize this. This is how he signed a contract, but he needs to get paid, Cakes. He's not even the highest paid receiver on his team right now. Debo actually makes more money.
They redid Debo's deal.
Yeah.
He sweetened it a bit.
So they got to hook him. Although I was thinking about it and I was looking at the past history and we talked about how Ayuk, when he was in San Francisco last year, he ended up signing the same offer at the beginning of camp, at the end of camp.
Right. Yeah.
He didn't even make a penny more, allegedly.
He just missed a lot of camp.
And he didn't sign it until August 29th.
Yeah, so Terry's going to be pretty frustrated when they basically don't budge.
And then he played seven games and he was out. He was done.
I think Terry's just going to have to eat it. He's going to have to give him a couple bucks here and there and make it appear good to save face.
Yeah.
But I don't think his offer is going to get much better.
Maybe he just plays on the last year of his deal and becomes a UFA.
I think he's going to take the 50, 60, 70, 80 million guaranteed, whatever they offer.
We'll see.
Saw a nice touchdown pass from Jaden to Debo.
Yes.
Let's talk about Debo. Let's talk about the guy who's fat and out of shape and is going to be a bust.
No, Debo looked great.
He did look good in that highlight. I will give him that.
If he stays healthy, he's going to be the bomb.
So were you the number one leader in the clubhouse on calling him?
I was
calling him unfit.
Yeah.
And I tried to tell him he didn't listen to me.
But again, this is classic C1 training camp highlight and lose your mind. I'm going to stay medium.
Well, he's just going to get better. You know what I mean? He's just going to get better.
He could tweak his ankle. We don't know what's going to happen.
Okay, injuries can happen.
We have no idea.
I'm just talking about 100% healthy. He's just going
to
get better.
So one of the big things that everybody wanted to see, all the guys that cover the team, men and male and female, is they wanted to see what that offensive line looked like. How are they going to line up here? Because they didn't really say exactly what was going to happen. Of course, Brandon Coleman, who started at left tackle last year, Cakes, had a solid campaign, but clearly they felt like they could do better. That's why they went in. They got Tuntle. Andrew Wiley, of course, started at right tackle. Nick Allegretti started at left guard. Well, what they've done now, of course, they drafted Connerly. They, as most anticipated, they moved Brandon Coleman, at least this is the initial deal, to left guard. So that looks pretty good, right? You got an ex, a guy played a full season at left tackle and, you know, did solid for a rookie. Move him to guard should be even better. You got Tunsil stud at left tackle. Now you've got Allegretti as a backup to provide, you know, some depth whenever you need that. They have Biadasz at center.
Yep.
Now, Cosmi is coming back, and according to Keim, the team is indicating that the opener's not out of the question for a guy. Did he tear his ACL?
Yes.
Who's come, if he started the opener, it'd be 8 months.
Yeah.
So it's probably not going to happen.
I don't think he'll be ready for the opener.
Probably not going to happen, but they're saying like he has passed every
test. So that means Allegretti would slide in right there.
Possibly. Yeah. So, so on the right side then, people wanted to see what they did, and they didn't have their first-round pick, Josh Connerly, at right tackle.
Wiley. Jesus.
Where did they have Wiley?
I think they had Wiley at the first team. He was on the first team.
I just lost my spot, yeah. They had Wiley at right tackle, Connerly taking the second-team reps, and the idea is going to be the same thing as they did with Jaden. You got to earn it. Got to at least prove to the guys that you're worthy of that spot. They're just not going to give it to you.
Yeah. Apparently, Von Miller was making Connerly work yesterday.
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
Good. They should also only make him better facing a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
They also have Dieter, Trent Scott, and some others there in the mix for backup O-line. So that looks like a much improved unit, at least on paper cakes.
So right now, first team offensive line unit is Tunsil, Coleman, Biadasz, Allegretti, Wiley. But, you know, there's only first day of camp, so we'll see what happens. Right?
Yes.
Should be an improved line.
Should be, especially with Tunsil.
I think the secondary is going to be improved, too. Again, Keim's my guy, and he was raving just sort of about how much better that the secondary unit looked over last season's to start the camp. I guess Jonathan Jones, right? Lattimore.
How did my boy look yesterday?
Which one?
Lattimore? You know who my boy is. Come on now.
Lattimore. I don't know. I didn't.
He's a Lattimore guy.
Yeah. I didn't get details on him.
All right.
I had heard who was he battling?
Let's see how he fares against CeeDee Lamb and Malik Neighbors, Jason. Don't get too excited about training camp.
I'm excited.
I think they were talking about how maybe he was guarding the kid from Virginia Tech maybe on some routes.
Oh, Jalen.
Yeah, right. I think
Jalen Lane.
I just want to make a quick observation.
Yeah.
I've noticed Jason. Jason has always been the biggest Redskins doubter, I'd say, of the show.
Yeah. But he's always poo-pooing him through the years.
Always.
Yeah. Well, for good reason.
Always right. Glass half empty with the team. Right. Always picking against them every single week.
Right.
And now I've never seen someone so giddy calling everyone on the team his boy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done a complete 180 on this team.
Well, look, when Dan Quinn came in, I was a big Dan Quinn guy. When we were talking about coaches,
I was a Ben Johnson guy.
You guys wanted all the young hot coordinators.
Definitely
I said Dan Quinn.
Ben Johnson.
I talked about Vrabel and Dan Quinn, and Dan Quinn, I got some small connections with him, obviously, from back in Salisbury. But I like him. Peters, I like him because he came from my organization, like him. Debo's my boy. All right.
Yeah, it's a lot of Niners influence.
I like Lattimore. I liked him last year, even though he wasn't very good. But I told Bickle.
I didn't like him last year, I'll be honest.
For a reason.
Sure.
I admit he wasn't good. So there's reasons that I like
him. No, you like him because they did so well, and they won 12 games, and you're a believer now.
Well, they've got better people running the organization.
Jason is prime reason. Yeah.
Jason is like the ultimate front runner, not front runner, but he loves favorites so much.
He can tell. He sees the changing of the guard. He's jumping on the bandwagon early. He is.
Look, I'm not going to be like you. I mean, I support them. I like these guys, but it's because they have made good decisions.
Kate, listen.
And who they have added to the organization.
We can baptize you. We can ditch these Niners.
Niners. Yeah, come on, they're 3,000 miles away.
You honestly don't care that much about the Niners anymore. You care more about Virginia Tech.
Yeah, that's probably right.
But have you noticed that, Eric?
He's coming around.
I have noticed.
No, I think he's been more bullish on the team, but I think it's because Jason.
But for a good reason.
He's not only the most calculated person I've ever met. He's also one of the more practical persons. He's not going to go out on a limb either way. And he sees that this team has been good, so he's going to say they're good.
He gives them the benefit of the doubt.
He's never going to say a team that had five wins could. This is my breakout team to win. He's never going to go out on a limb like that. He's a very practical.
They got
to
prove it.
You know
what
I'm saying? And so we showed him that we were legit last year, and he's staying with that. We're legit, and that's fine. But Jason's never going to go out on a limb. He's very practical. Is it fair?
Yeah, I mean.
I think that's who he is.
But for good reason. I mean, I like the people that are there now. I didn't like them.
Last year gave you reason for optimism.
Ago.
Yeah.
There's reason for optimism now.
I mean, Ron was a nice guy, but he did a terrible job.
They
had a terrible person who owned it. A terrible person.
Oh, just the worst.
Everybody in that front office, they sucked.
Yep.
Hey, by the way, update on the Venmo situation for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got $12.
Well, that's not going to get the job done.
That'll get us two sausage McMuffins.
I mean, that is paltry.
You know, I'm just going to keep it unless people add to it.
That thing needs a.
I mean, $12.
You should keep it until they add to it.
One more observation.
We need a restaurant owner or general manager to be listening to this. Yeah. If they want a nice little pub, nice little mention, hook it up.
I don't know how kosher that is at this point, but we'll see what we can do.
What are they going to do, fire us?
I dare
them to fire us.
Don't do that.
I dare CK to fire us.
Please,
if we bring in someone for breakfast for the mayor, hey, and we give them a nice little mention.
Don't get us fired over breakfast, please. I'm begging you.
All right. What else were you going to say about this?
I was going to say also... Jason's daughter working with the organization too.
Big one,
is a huge factor.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
And he lives in Ashburn. He lives in Commander Central.
I actually didn't even know that. I mean, maybe you said that briefly and it went in one ear, out.
She's only
going
to be.
He's mentioned it like five times. He's doing like game day. She's doing game day.
Came to the happy hour.
Now that you mentioned that, but it's not relevant to my life. So,
although she's not working for like the first two games, right?
Yeah, she's going to be in like Europe.
Hold on,
the preseason game.
And by the way, that was my fault because I scheduled the vacation for those dates.
Mm.
She wasn't thinking of it. She doesn't look at the schedule and look at the dates,
right?
But she'll be there for all the home games during the regular season.
Fine, it's all good. You don't need to explain it. Yeah. It's all good.
But yes, she is going to be an employee, a part-time employee.
Very good. All right, coming up
good point.
Scott Abraham, sports director for ABC7, he'll join us. He'll be out at Commander's training camp today. And don't forget, Mayor Muriel Bowser, the mayor of D.C., she'll be in studio with the Junks at 9 a.m.